this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
32 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show live from the Pepsi Front Range Huddle located at the Blake Street Tavern. Getting set for the... We're getting excited for the Rockies game here, man. There's people in Rockies gear. I didn't think that was... Is that still going on?
It is.
Season's still happening.
I've still got my, you know, $50 wager that they'll make the playoffs. How do you think that's going to work out
gone,
for me?
Gone, man. Can you cash that out for like 25 cents?
No. As soon as I place it, they're like, hey, I got a sucker here.
You got one. I do think we're going to get CU head coach Carl Durrell here in just a moment.
Allegedly.
I still haven't seen him come out of that TV
Listen.
Tent thing that they got going.
Listen, I did my best, okay?
All right, so let's look at the CU Buffs just a little bit. Obviously, the big thing, who's going to be the starting quarterback for this team? Is it Brendan Lewis, who had his struggles last year? Did play better at the end of the season last year. JT Schrout, that was a quarterback competition, just like we're seeing right now for the Buffs. But JT Schrout gets hurt. We didn't know if it was going to be for the season ultimately, but then it was. So now you're back in this position where you're dissecting both of these quarterbacks, and there's a lot of holes to fill for the Buffs, certainly. Jarek Broussard, the stud running back, he decided to head over, play football with his old coach, Mel Tucker, in Michigan State.
And that's one that's it's hard to fault the guy, right? Because
he's got one more year
left. That's a clear step up. You know, I'm assuming he came here because of Mel, right? I don't recall if he was coming in with that Mel's recruiting class.
He might have been there the year before Mel, because Mel was only there for a year.
But here's the thing. I mean, you get a chance to go, and nothing against CU, but you get a chance to go play for Michigan State, who's going to be in the top 25, and you're seeing what Mel's doing over there. It's hard to fault him on that, Brady, but that quarterback position, like you talked about, that's going to be key because this CU offense struggled last year, and they struggled mightily.
Yeah.
There was a couple games at halftime you're like, wait, how many yards do they have overall?
Yeah.
And, you know, the defense did okay, but how is that offense going to step up?
Yeah, Buff's got a new offensive coordinator in Mike Sanford, a new wide receiver coach in Phil McGogan, and then their running back coach, Darian Hagan, who's had a couple of different stints with the Buffs, and in those stints he's coached guys like Phillip Lindsay, Trayvon McMillan, and Jarek Broussard. So you got to wonder how much has Darian Hagan's influence impacted these running backs. Alex Fontenot, probably the starting running back for CU, he was kind of going to be the guy. And then I think he got banged up a little bit, and then Jarek Broussard took over. So this is a guy that's wanting to kind of reestablish himself as a starting running back in the Pac-12. So there's a lot of interesting things to see how this thing's going.
It looks like Ed McCaffrey's going to be our
first coach. Are we flipping the script
here? We're flipping it. This is what I said when I said that I wasn't sure exactly who was going to be able to win this race first. I think Carl Durrell's right on his heels. But let's grab Coach McCaffrey right now and throw him on the air with us.
Coach, we're over here. We're right here.
There you go,
UNC
Coach.
UNC head football coach Ed McCaffrey jumping on with us. Coach, it's good to see you, man.
I love a Coors Light and the famous nachos.
We ordered ours like 3 hours ago.
I'm sorry. I thought I was.
Again, not that mistake again. Yeah. That happens far too much, man. Coach, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
How's the TV crews treating you in there?
Oh, it's awesome. It's cooler over here, though. You got some AC going on, man.
Yeah, you got all the lights and
lights are getting hot.
Yeah.
Like a rotisserie chicken over there.
Coach, how's practice going? I know you guys are going to get back pretty soon because you got practice right around the corner
today.
Yeah,
camp went great. You know, it really goes back to last winter. I thought we had a great winter conditioning, great spring ball, phenomenal summer workout program, and guys came in more prepared this year to fall camp. And I think it showed more confidence, more excitement. Got a lot of guys that want to be here, that love being Bears, that are sharing in that sacrifice. And that want to be great. So a lot more excitement. It's been a lot more fun for me, right, being in person and not getting kicked off campus and having guys that want to be here that are working their tails off. So I'm really, really proud of this year's team, and we're excited to play somebody else. You know, school started this week, so that's the whole camp to school to football thing, get adjusted this week, and then get ready to go.
Do you feel like, again, and I've talked to you about this, Coach, but, man, when you started with this Bears team, I mean, it was a whirlwind of things going on, and we've talked about that, we've outlined that, but do you feel like maybe for the first time since becoming the head coach of the Bears that it's like, okay, we got our schedule exact, we're not getting shaken off of that, we're not getting kicked off campus for COVID and all that? Do you feel like this is the first time you can really set your feet down?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, You know, it's an amazing experience. I go through life, and it's just everything's an experience. Yeah. Good, bad, or ugly, it's still an experience. And we went through all of that last year, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we started up. You're booted off campus. Fall season canceled, spring season canceled, multiple school closures and booted off campus, couldn't be in person wearing masks. I mean, and that's my first year. I'm like, okay, welcome global pandemic, and then yeah. transfer portal rules, then the NIL legislation. I'm like, you know what? I'm a doctor. I got my doctorate in coaching, and it's like in my first year, but yeah. you know what? It is what it is. I mean, college football's changed forever. It's kind of really cool that I got to experience the change in college football in my first year. It was unreal. And then, you know, hopefully we never deal with anything like we did last year in terms of, you know, after week three, lost 25, or after week two, lost 25% of our team and coaching staff. A couple of our coaches never came back from last year.
Yeah.
And it's hard to coach without your coaches, and it's hard to coach when players are getting yanked off the bus every Friday before games. And so we didn't live up to our expectations. We wanted to compete and get to the playoffs and win a Big Sky championship, but it wasn't in the cards last year, you know. But I'm so proud of the guys this year. The new players and the players that are returning for just how hard they've worked. And we have been in person in the spring, and we were in person in the summer, and we came in with so much more confidence and excitement into this fall camp.
Sure.
And so I'm hoping that pays dividends. There's no guarantees. You got to go out and play ball and make plays, right? But it's been so much more fun to coach. And this is what I thought I signed up for
right.
when I took the job.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for a global pandemic.
No.
I did the best I could under the circumstances. I didn't know about portal rules at the time. I didn't know that they were going to change those rules, and didn't know that NIL was going to be a thing. And it all happened, and we all adjusted and adapted the best we could. But now we've settled in, and we got a team that I'm really proud of that's excited to play football.
Well, Coach, I remember back at one of the spring press conferences that you had when you were introducing your coaching staff, and the pedigree up there is just outstanding. I don't think there's a Big Sky coaching staff with that type of pedigree. How is it all meshing together? I mean, how are the new additions meshing with the old? You know, obviously some experience, some growing pains last year. How is your coaching staff meshing together?
Got a phenomenal staff. These guys work their tails off. I mean, going back to last year when we had to recruit an entire class sight unseen. We couldn't visit high schools. We couldn't meet with players in person. Couldn't go to their games. It was pretty miserable in terms of our inability to make contact with the players that we were recruiting into our program. So we had to watch a lot of video, make a lot of phone calls, vet players. And, you know, we brought in a lot of wonderful players. But it took thousands of hours. I mean, you're talking thousands of collective hours in recruiting. These guys work their tails off. They're really, really good football coaches, and I think that showed on the field at times last year. And then, you know, given the adversity that we had and the lineup changes and
right.
losing players, it just makes it so much harder to continually adapt and change from week to week to week. So hopefully we have more consistency this year. But we have excellent coaches, and really that's why most players decide to enroll at UNC to play
right.
football. They love our coaching staff. They meet with them in person. They get to know them. They understand what wonderful football coaches they are, but also what caring football coaches they are. They really care about the players they coach, and they want the best for them.
I mean, that just goes such a long way, too. You talk about a guy like David Hogue, right? I mean, we're seeing all of the preseason, you know, honors that are already getting there. How excited are you as a coach to know that guy's on my team, because you wouldn't want to be trying to game plan against him?
Yeah, preseason All-American, had a breakout year last season, has turned into an incredible leader on our team, a vocal leader, a leader in the weight room, and the best teams are player-led, and he's turned into that for us. So he's been a phenomenal player, phenomenal chef, too.
What was the rating there? Was that 2 weeks ago? You guys had the big
yeah.
dinner. He prepared that for you guys?
Well, he went over to France and studied abroad and brought some of his cooking techniques that he learned back with him, and him and Cassidy Woods had a little kickoff.
Was kind of his assistant for this thing?
No.
Were they
they were competing. He cooked his
oh.
own meal.
Yeah. I love that, man.
Yeah.
Whose was better? Who won?
I think it's a draw.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We're not going to.
Can
pick.
You tell me off air who really won?
No, it was pretty much a draw.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
But I talked to all of our coaches about it and asked their opinion, and all of our players, and they both athletes, both Cassidy and David, got rave reviews, and I'm hoping that when, you know, many years from now, when David's done playing football, he's got a restaurant somewhere here in Colorado. We can all go sharing a meal.
Yeah, well, and how important, like, I love that kind of stuff, Coach. I saw you conducting the band the other day, too.
Yeah.
I mean, getting into all these kind of extracurricular stuff where it's, hey, we're going to get together. We're supporting David's dreams of being a chef, so we're going to sit down and do something fun there. I'm going to get out with the cheer staff and get into the band and have fun there. How important is that to you in just building that buzz around the program? Because we know the X's and O's, we're talking about that on a daily basis, but all the other stuff that goes to it.
It's also important for college football. You mentioned the band. I mean, football doesn't feel like football without a band. Even in the NFL, it's the thing I miss the most is the band. And our band does a phenomenal job. They're all around town doing Friday Fest and playing around campus, and they do a great job. And so we wanted to go out and support them, hand out some popsicles, and conduct the band. And I got to do it on my birthday, which was kind of cool.
They can't tell you were bad either because it was your birthday. So
well,
it was the perfect time to do it.
It was pretty bad. I was taking instructions. But it was like, not quite my tempo. You dragging or you rushing? That's the only line I knew from Whiplash. But that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, I've been having breakfasts and lunch. And, you know, I'm trying to build a program here. You can't do it by yourself. It's more than coaches. It's more than players. It's the support of your university. It's the support of your alumni. It's donors. It's our Greeley community. It's going to take everyone to build this. We want to compete with Montana State. You know, we want to win a Big Sky championship. You don't snap your fingers and do that. It takes everybody to come in here and help support the program and build it. And so I think my biggest role, in addition to being, you know, the head football coach and coaching our coaches and getting our guys ready to play, is reaching out to everybody that wants to support this program and getting them involved. And I've been spending a lot of time doing that over the last year, throughout the summer, and even today. Every day it's about getting people involved and engaged to support the program.
Coach, earlier in the week, of course, the sad news about K. Dalton. I had a chance to meet him when I first started at UNC, believe it or not. I was writing for the UNC Mirror, and it was kind of during that transition period of going into Division I FCS football. And he outlined everything for me. He was so gracious on that. But I just go back to thinking, man, he was a part of some really great football programs and was a part of that big legacy right after I got to UNC. And I know you shared a very nice sentiment on Twitter as well, but just kind of wanted to talk about what that meant to you, and then looking forward, saying how can we continue to build off of that legacy?
Yeah, he was a UNC legend, and he was a coach's coach. He coached at so many different places and meant so much to UNC and to Colorado, and his web of connections and people that he influenced was vast. Yeah. I mean, so many connections with the Broncos and with UNC and with the sport of football, and he influenced so many people and meant so much to our university. So prayers to his family, and he will forever be remembered.
Coach,
can't wait to see you guys out there on the field this year. Really excited about it. Excited to see what you guys got in store for us. I think it's going to be a great year, man. We're cheering for you. We're excited about it.
Go Bears, baby.
Right, thanks.
Coach, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you.
There's UNC head football coach Ed McCaffrey. Talking all things UNC Bears. So are we taking a break
let's
here?
A quick
okay,
break
44 minutes after the 11 o'clock
it's
hour.
Your show, man.
I don't know anymore. It's Coach's show there for a moment. Pepsi Front Range Huddle live from the Blake Street Tavern. Colfax Emilian is here, too. My old producer's hanging out. This is his neck of the woods now. All right, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.